paragraph from your book. America would be good to KSM. In return, he would use his college years to make alliances he would need in future terror attacks and plot his first assassination on American soil, which will be discussed here for the first time. What are you discussing for the first time?
The murder of Meir Kahan. Meir Kahan was a Zionist, an American Jewish rabbi who ultimately became a member of the Israeli Knesset, but was very outspoken, very pro-Israel, and called for the Palestinian Arabs to leave the Gaza and the West Bank, and for this, the land that was biblically Israel's to be Israel's today. And it was not a mainstream position, to put it casually, but he gave speeches all throughout the United States and raised tremendous amounts of money. He founded the Jewish Defense League. And in 1986, he spoke in Greensboro, North Carolina, at North Carolina A&T. And that speech was seen by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and it outraged him, because this is someone who had a diametrically opposed point of view. KSM often lied and said that he had a Palestinian mother or grandmother or some Palestinian relationship. In fact, in his genealogy, there's no connection to Palestine. But most of the students and the high school teachers that he had in Kuwait were Palestinian. And his social world in the Muslim Brotherhood in Kuwait was primarily Palestinian. So he identified very strongly with the PLO and Black September and those radical groups of the 1970s. And so when he heard Kahan, it was an alternate point of view. And for KSM, the problem is not that people disagree. The problem is that alternative point of views exist, that there should be a single unified view. And unsurprisingly, it's his. And so he plotted to kill Kahan. Now, there's a stray mention of this. There's a one-line mention of this buried in a footnote in the 9/11 Commission report, in that he claimed that he had killed Kahan, or had Kahan killed, and that the CIA didn't believe him. But when you look into it, you discover that they didn't investigate that very hard. And when you begin to look at the case in detail, you see that the entire cell that was used, the getaway driver, the gunman, and so on, that was used in the assassination of Kahan was later reused in Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's attack on the World Trade Center in February 1993.
Go back to that point. Where was Kahan shot?
In New York City in 1990.